感谢主啊，让我们在主的话语上有一些的交通。
We thank the Lord that we're able to fellowship upon Lord's word.
我在主面前我们在准备的时候呢，我就有两个很大的感触。
As I prepare before the Lord, I have two very strong feelings.
也是一个两个很大的挑战。
And also very great challenges.
一个呢，就是我就想到。我们知道今天已经是3月28号。
And one of them is that we know that today is already March 28th.
我觉得只是这一年2008年实在是过得飞快。
I feel that this year 2008 has fly by.
三个月时间基本差不多过去了。
Already almost 3 months has gone by.
我觉得在主日里面的时间越久，我就觉得这个时间似乎过得是越快。
The longer that I feel I'm in the Lord, I feel that time flies by quicker.
我觉得呢，好的一面呢，就是我们知道，像我们刚才弟兄所点的哈，诗歌哈，我们主来的日子更近了哈。
The positive thing is that as our brother has appointed him, that Lord is coming very soon.
但是另一面呢，我们想到呢，我们自己的光景哈，我们就觉得非常的时间是非常的宝贵哈。
But on the other hand, as we think of our own condition, we know that how precious is the time.
像我们弟兄在上个月初啊，我们春节的聚会中呢，提醒我们时间对于我们来说是何等的宝贵。
Like our brother has reminded us in last month's New Year's gathering, he has reminded us that how precious is the time to us.
我们常常要求主呢，让我们知道怎样数算我们的日子。
Pray that Lord.Let us always know how to number our days.
为了叫我们能够得到智慧的心。
So we're able to get a wise heart.
我们不至于落到一个光景哈，而是我们是一生转眼成空了，我们便如飞而去。
So we are not falling into the condition that our days become in vain and our days fly by empty.
所以我们需要彼此的提醒啊。
So we have to remind each other.
在何西阿书第六章第三节是我很喜欢的一节经文。
In the book of Hosea, chapter 6, verse 3 is the verse that I like very much.
他说：“我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。他出现却如晨光，他必临到我们如甘雨，像滋润田地的春雨。”
It says, "Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord? His going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth."
所以我们第一个挑战就是我们如何来爱惜光阴，来竭力的来认识我们的主。
So our first challenge is that how shall we redeem the time and we precious the time so we can follow on to know Him.
第二个感触就是在最近我听到了。有个弟兄在大陆的一个神所重用的弟兄为主受苦为主做工的见证。
And my second feeling is that I have heard a testimony of a brother who's in China and he has been suffer and work for our Lord.
我没有时间我们在这里仔细的交通，但是呢我觉得他讲到一节的经文就总结了他一生的这样的服事。
Due to the time, I will not share in details, but he has shared a verse which summarized all of his ministry before God.
在诗篇六十六篇第十到十二节。
In Psalm chapter 66, verse 10 through 12.
我们的弟兄在总结他这一生在神面前的这样的情形的时候，他这样说道：“神啊，你曾试验我们，熬炼我们，如熬炼银子一样。”
As our brother has summarized his time as he served the Lord, that he said, "For thou, O God, has proved us; thou has tried us as silver is tried."
你使我们进入网罗，把重担放在我们身上。
Thou brought us into the net and laid affliction upon our loins.
你使人坐车扎我们的头，我们经过水火，你却使我们进到丰富之地。
Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but thou brought us out into a wealthy place.
当我们听到我们弟兄的见证的时候，我心里一个很大的感触。
As I heard our brother's testimony, I have a great feeling.
就是在我们在北美，我们实在是有一个很优越的环境。
That as we live in the United States, we truly have a very wealthy environment.
主没有把我们放在一个为他冒死，为他做监牢的这样的境地。
Lord did not put us into the circumstances that we would die or be jailed for him.
所以我觉得一个很大的挑战就是我们怎么能够在这个北美的这个优越的环境中
So the greatest challenge I feel is that how can we be in such wealthy circumstances as we live in Northern America?
但是我们不单言我们对主的追求
But our pursuing after the Lord is not being delayed.
我们让这个好的环境能够成为我们属灵追求的祝福。
So we let these good circumstances that we have become our pursuing, our blessing to go after the Lord.
而不是成为我们喂养我们肉体，我们的天然生命的这样的一个借口。
And such does not become the excuse that we fed upon our own flesh.
所以我想，主给我今天的负担呢，就是讲借着这两个挑战，我给弟兄姊妹一起分享，在主的话上，我们如何更好的寻求和学习。
So through those two challenges, Lord has given me the burden that through His words, how can we learn upon Him even more?
我们首先来读几处的圣经。
Let's start with a few places of scriptures.
第一处在诗篇的119篇。
The first place is Psalm 119.
105节。
Verse 105.
诗篇119篇105节。
Psalm 119, verse 105.
你的话是我脚前的灯, 是我路上的光。
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
申命记第30章。
In Deuteronomy chapter 30.
第11到第14节。
Verse 11 through 14.
我今日所吩咐你的诫命, 不是你难行的, 也不是离你远的。
For this commandment which I command thee this day, it's not hidden from thee, neither is far off.
不是在天上使你说, 谁替我们上天取下来, 使我们听见, 可以遵行呢?
It is not in heaven that thou sayest, who shall go up for us in heaven and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it.
也不是在海外, 使你说, 谁替我们过海取了来, 使我们听见, 可以遵行呢?
Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shalt say, Who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it?
这话却离你甚近, 就在你口中, 在你心里, 使你可以遵行。
But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou might do it.
我们特别注意第14节, 在你, 这话离你甚近, 就在你口中, 在你心里, 使你可以遵行。
Let's pay attention to verse 14. But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mightst do it.
约书亚记第1章第8节。
In book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8.
这律法书不可离开你的口, 总要昼夜思想, 好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话, 如此你的道路就可以亨通, 凡事顺利。
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate upon it day and night, and thou mightst observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
我们特别注意到这里讲到不可律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行。
Let us pay attention to that this law shall not depart out of thy mouth, and shall meditate therein day and night, and thou mightst observe to do according to all that's written.
好，我们有一点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
主，我们实在是知道你的话是何等的宝贵。
Lord, we truly know how precious are your words.
主，你的话都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕。
Your words are more precious than gold.
比蜜甘甜，比蜂房下地的蜜甘甜。
Sweeter than honey.
主，我们也实在是知道，主，你的话不仅是宝贵。
Lord, we also know that your words are not only just precious.
主，你的话也是我们脚前的灯，我们路上的光。
But also your words are the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our way.
主，让我们照着你的话去行的时候，我们就蒙你的祝福。
As we follow according to your words, then we are being blessed.
主，我们把这下面的时间我们交在你的恩手中。
We commit the following time unto your gracious hands.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我们知道我们刚才所读到的啊这些的经文啊都是非常宝贵神的话。
We know that the verses we have just read are very precious God's words.
神的话实在是非常的重要。
God's words are truly very important.
我们在弟兄姊妹当中，我们有一个摩西五经的查考。
Among brothers and sisters, we have been studying the book of Pentateuch.
我们已经把这个申命记已经查过。
We have finished studying on the Deuteronomy.
所以摩西五经已经查考完。
So we have finished the studying of the Pentateuch.
感谢主呢，我们有弟兄呢有感动呢，我们要继续查到约书亚，下一次查约书亚。
We thank the Lord that our brothers touched, so we will continue to study the book of Joshua.
我觉得神的话是非常奇妙。
I think Lord's words is very amazing.
申命记就是说神的命令再说一遍。
Deuteronomy is the re-announcement of God's law.
我们的神是不会白白的说一遍。
Our God would never say something in vain again.
神再说一遍就是说他的话的何等的重要。
If he says something again, that means how important are his words.
当我们读圣经旧约的时候，我们读到这个历代志和列王记。
As we read the Old Testament, we read the Chronicles and the Kings.
我们就发现有好多的历史呢，这两卷书呢有重复的地方。
And we find a lot of repetitive history among those two books.
这为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为这一段的以色列人的历史。
Because this history among the Israelites.
从正反两个方面来说明了神的话的信实。
It has positively and also negatively tell us how truthful are God's words.
我们看到在神的前面所交代的话，神之所以一而再、再而三的给他们说，是关乎到他们的生与死。
We can see that as God has repeatedly said everything again and again, it has to do with their life or death.
关乎到他们的福与祸。
Has to do with their blessings or curse.
所以神就要把这段的历史，特别他们有很多的反面的例子，从正反两个方面，从这个从历代志，从这个历史书，从这个列王记来一同的来做见证。
So through this period of history, whether negatively or positively, especially the negative parts, that God would like to go through from the Chronicles to the Kings to testify His word.
这说明神话语的重要。
It tells us how important are God's words.
在四福音中，我们也常我们弟兄姊妹在查礼拜五查经的时候，常查到四福音书。
And also from the four books of Gospels, brothers and sisters often share among those four books on Friday night Bible.
我们看到这四部福音书啊，是一而再、再而三的把主耶稣他所做的事、他所说的话啊，来重复四遍。有时候
，we see that oftentimes that they among those four Gospel books, they repeat what Lord Jesus had done and also what He has said four times.
的原因就是我们的主就是道成肉身的那位主，他的话就是立定在山在天，神的话。
So it tells us that our Lord is the Lord who has word, whose word become flesh, and His word is God's word.
所以我们可以看到呢，就神的话是何等的重要。
So we see how important are God's words.
在提摩太后书的第三章十六节啊，神这样告诫我们。
God tells us that in the second book Timothy.Chapter 3, verse 16.
圣经都是神所默示的啊，与教训、督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
所以神给我们这本圣经。是实在是为了我们的好处。
So God has given us this Bible is truly for our own benefit.
神的话是这样的重要，那么我们怎样在实际中来学习和操练呢？
Since God's words is so important, so how are we able to practically exercise it?
我们在神儿女在属灵生命的长进，我们可以从这个一个孩子的这个身体上的生长发育来做一个比方。
We can take a children's growth physically, as how God's.
我们可以从孩子的生长发育来做一个比方。
we are able to take for example of how a children grows.
好，我们知道孩子的生长就要有，首先要有一个好的胃口。
We know that for children to grow, he should have a good appetite.
有了好的胃口，就要好好的吃饭。
Have a good appetite, then he's able to eat well.
那不仅要吃饭，我们还要消化和吸收。
Not only eat, but we have to digest and also take all the nutrition in.
那我们也知道呢，这个孩子要有一定的身体的运动啊，要活动。
And we know that child has to exercise.
这是他的营养可以使他的身体呢能够得到健康的发展。
So his nutrition can supply to his health, and his body is able to grow healthily.
所以我们看到有四步啊，我们孩子的身体的成长呢有四步。
So we see there are four different aspects of a child's growth.
在我们神的儿女呢，我们在神里面属灵的成长也是一样。
So it's the same as our spiritual growth for God's children.
我们对神要有一个很好的胃口。
We need to have a great appetite toward the Lord.
对主的话有一个渴慕。
Have the desire toward His word.
我们知道我们一蒙恩得救啊，我们里面就有神的生命。
We know that as soon as we are being saved by grace, we have God's life in us.
在彼得前书第二章第二节啊，这样讲的。
In the first book of Peter, chapter 2, verse 2, it says.
他说就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，也就是神的话啊，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长以致得救。
As newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby.
所以我们对神和对神的话有胃口呢，应该是我们里面神生命的一个自然的一个表露。
SoAs we have appetite toward God's words, it should be very naturally expressed as our life is like this.
也是我们里面这个生命的一个自然的一个要求和需求。
And it's also the basic requirement of our inner life.
但是我们常常呢，因为我们生在肉身当中。
But however, as because we're often in our own flesh.
我们这个老亚当的生命呢，对神的话，对神没有任何的渴慕。
Our old Adamic life has no desire toward God and His words.
所以在这个第一个有个好的胃口这件事情上，我们要常常求主给我们这样的恩典。
So we do need Lord to give us this kind of grace, so we have appetite toward His words.
让主呢给我们一个饥渴慕义的心。
Let us give a heart that hunger and thirst for His righteousness.
因为饥渴慕义的人，神必让我们得饱足。
Because Blessed are those who are hunger and thirst for His righteousness; He shall be filled.
我们除了要对神的话有爱慕以外
，Not only we shall have desire toward God's words.
像保罗在以弗所书中所做的祷告一样，我们要求神给我们智慧和启示的灵。
Like the prayer in Book of Ephesians of Paul, he says that pray that God gives us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
圣经上说，除了神的灵，谁能明白神的事呢？
The Bible says that unless it's the Spirit from God, who shall understand the things of God?
所以我们要求神圣灵的来光照，圣灵的引导。
So we need to pray that Lord Spirit, Holy Spirit leads us.
所以我们第一点呢，我们要求神给我们这样的属灵的胃口，求神给我们渴慕，也求神给我们圣灵的带领。
So the first thing is that we need to pray for the Lord to give us such appetite, to give us the desire and lead us.
我想这一点是第一点，也是首要的一点。
I think this is the first and important point.
这样使得我们能够在神的话语上有一个很好的起点。
So we can start with a good beginning with God's words.
那刚才我们读的《申命记》和《约书亚记》呢，都提到啊这样的话。
And both Deuteronomy and Joshua mentioned.
都提到有下面含有三步啊。
And there are also three other parts.
他说神的话要在我们的口中。
It says that God's words shall be in our mouth.
要在我们的心里。
Shall be in our heart.
而且呢可以使我们照着去行，去遵行。
And so that we can follow and do them.
所以我们看到第二步呢，我们就要常常把神的话存在我们的口中。
So we know that the second part is that we shall always put God's words into our mouth.
所以我们这个说的口中呢，就是指的我们这个人身体发育的，对着我们的正常的吃饭。
So as they mentioned about mouth, it means the natural, the correct growth of our physical growth.
就大体也就是指的我们要多读圣经，多读神的话。
So basically speaking, we shall always often read God's words, read the Bible.
使神的话能成为我们属灵 生命的一个粮食。
So God's words shall become the food of our spiritual growth.
存在心里就是对应着我们身体发育的消化和吸收。
To keep them in our hearts has to do with our physical growth and also the digestion.
把神的话丰丰富富的存在心里。
So keep God's words abundantly in our hearts.
记在我们的心里面。
To remember in our hearts.
常常昼夜思想，常常默想神的话。
And always meditate day and night of His words.
但神也吩咐我们要遵着他的话去行。
And God also commands us to follow His words.
这就是一个非常关键的一步，就是要对应着身体的活动。
And this is very crucial point is to exercise of our body.
要谨守神的话，要遵行他的命令。
To keep His words and follow His commandments.
我们不仅要听到，我们还要行道。
So not only we shall hear His words, but also do them.
所以我下面我就会把这三个方面呢，给弟兄姊妹一一的来有点交通。
So I would like to share with all those three parts.
在我们的口中，就是讲到我们要勤勉的来读圣经。
In our mouth, it tells us that we shall diligently read the Bible.
约翰福音十六章十三节这样讲。
Gospel Book of John, chapter 16, verse 13.
他说：“只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导我们进入一切的真理。”
Until the Spirit of Truth comes, He shall guide us into all truth.
所以我们看到第一步，我们不仅要求神的圣灵，我们在第二步的时候，我们也应该一个读经的人呢，也应该依靠圣灵的引导。
So we know the first step is not only we shall pray for His Spirit, but also the second step is that we shall follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们首先要借着祷告，在我们读经之前，我们这个人对着神是对的。
So through prayer, before we read the Bible, we are in the right position toward God.
我们对神的话的态度，我们是谦卑受教的心来领受。
Our attitude toward God's words should have a humble and receiving hear heart.
在这个方面呢，我想我们有好多神给我们操作的机会。
So in this aspect, I believe that God has given us many chances to exercise it.
一方面就是我们个人和家庭在神面前对神的话语的学习。
On the one hand, it's our individuals and also family toward the learning of God's words.
在申命记第六章第六到九节。
In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 6 through 9.
他这样讲到，我今日所吩咐你的话，都要记在心上，也要殷勤教导你的儿女。无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要记在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。
And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, and thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand. They shall be as frontlets between thy eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates.
这是在旧约的时候，神吩咐以色列人是要做的。
That's what in the Old Testament time that God has commanded Israelites to do.
但我们要从这个字句中要找到神话语的精义。
But through those words, we shall find the spirit of God's words.
我们不见得像他神所说的话那样照着他一一的这样去行。
We don't have to do them one by one just like that.
像我们在头上要戴一个经文啊。
Not that we have to put them as frontlets between our eyes.
但是这里面的经意就是说，我们要把神的话随时随处的要让神的话充满我们周遭的环境。
But the spirit here is that we need God's word to be always filled us and also our circumstances.
不仅在我们个人的生活中，在我们的家庭生活中，要包括我们的儿女在内。
Not only in our individual lives, but also in our family and including our children.
因为他这里讲到，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
Because it says here, diligently teach unto your children.
这里讲到，无论你坐在家里。
It says whether you sit in your house.
行在路上。
And you walk by the way.
躺下起来都要谈论。
And when you lie down and when you rise up, you should talk about them.
谈论就是要我们用我们的口，要常常来说神的话。
to talk about them means that we always have to talk about God's words.
坐在家里我们怎么去做呢?
So how, what shall we do when we sit in our house?
我们可以在我们家里面建立一个家庭的祭坛。
We can set up a family altar in our home.
我们非常忙碌, 但是我们若是有一天有一刻钟的时间, 我们和我们自己的儿女在一起来读神的话。
Although we are all very busy, but even just we set up such a time that we can together read God's words with our children.
哪怕我们这一刻钟只读神的一节经文, 我们来一起的默想, 一起的来谈论, 这对我们的家庭是极大的祝福。
Even if we just spend a little bit of time to meditate upon his words and share upon his words, it will be a great blessing to our family.
这讲到行在路上,
talked about walks on the way.
我想在我们这边聚会的弟兄姊妹有一个特别的祝福。
I think brothers and sisters who gather here have a special blessing.
因为我们这边工作非常忙碌, 我们在路上呢, 常常要花很长的时间。
Often since we are busy with work, we have take a longer time to commute.
我们有时候在 bus, 我们在这个公车上要坐一个多小时。
Sometimes it takes us more than 1 hour to sit on the bus.
我实在是觉得这是主给我们的一个祝福。
I truly think it's a blessing from God.
我们常常自己要沉倒，不能够进行下去。
Oftentimes we cannot continue our prayers in the morning.
因为我们常常难于就为了神的话能够早起。
Because it's hard for us to wake up just for his words.
但是主要是让你能够要为了上班要早起的话呢，你就可以在这个公车上来做晨祷。
But if God let us must wake up early for work, then we will pray on our bus.
我们可以读一点的圣经啊。
We can read a few places of scripture.
我们可以祷告。
And we can pray.
我们这一天的生活呢，神就会祝福。
Then God will bless our whole day's living.
我们有些弟兄姊妹要开车啊, 在这个不出危险的情况下,
and for brothers and sisters who will drive in such condition that will not get into accident,
我们就可以呢, 来听神的话,
then we can listen to God's words.
我们可以听很多, 我们当中有弟兄, 有特别有负担, 给众弟兄姊妹预备的很多的这样的信息, 我们可以来听。
Since there are brothers who have such burden, have prepared for us many good messages.
我们要让神的话呢, 充满在我们的心思意念当中。
We shall let God's words to fulfill in our mind and in our hearts.
我们要记在手上为记号。
We shall bind them as a sign upon our hands.
我们可以把圣经带到随处都带, 我们上班可以带一个包, 里面就可以放一本圣经。
We can bring the Bible anywhere with us, even putting in the bags of when we go to work.
所以我们不一定记在手上, 但是呢, 我们带在身边, 随时可以查考神的话。
So although we not, might not have to bind them on our hands, but we can bring the Bible with us so we can always meditate upon his words.
带在额上为经文,
and also put upon the, as the frontlet between our eyes.
我一看这个我就想到这很多人, 现在很多带这个 iPod 或者是很多的这个耳机,
And as I see this, it reminds me of many people brings iPod and earphones.
我们是在听一些世俗的音乐或者一些乱七八糟的东西呢, 我们还是在听神的话。
It's better that we listen to God's words than when we listen to pop music.
在这个现今的时代, 这个科技很非常的发达。
We are in such a high-tech world today.
但是一个祝福就是神的信息, 我们可以到处可以找到。
But the greatest blessing is that we can always find God's word, God's messages.
我们找到按照正义来分解圣经的神的话，神的仆人的这样的交通， 我们可以呢殷勤的去寻求。
And we can diligently seeking upon as they explain God's words in righteous in right ways.
这样呢使得我们这个优越的环境呢成为我们属灵的祝福。
So such good environment become our spiritual blessing.
在我们读圣经的时候, 你知道, 在现在的网上我们是何等的方便。
And we know how convenient are the internet these days.
以前的一些神的仆人要用一生的时间来编篡一本圣经的一汇编。
We know that in the old days, God's servant might have to use all of their life just to complete a certain explanation of the book, Bible book.
但是现在神给我们祝福，我们到网上，给我们找到这个网站，我们打一个字，我们所有的都出来。
But God has given us the blessing nowadays that as we go on a website, we search on the search engine, then we find all the explanations there.
所以我们应该利用这好的条件来更好地来寻求神的话。
So we have to use such good environment to diligently seeking His words.
最近我读到这个倪弟兄的他的出信造就，有个弟兄把他读出来的这样的一个 CD.
Recently, I have listened to a CD which is a brother read out
出信造就。
It's a by Brother Watchman Nee, the Discipleship.
这本书呢，就借着我们这个弟兄他的服侍呢，就能够让我们能够听到神的这话的吩咐。
So it's through this brother's service then we can listen to God's words.
顶上提到呢，有一个弟兄呢，他一辈子在他临死之前，他非常的欣慰。
It has mentioned that a brother felt very touched before his death.
他一辈子读了100遍的圣经。
In his whole life, he has read the scripture 100 times.
我觉得这是对我自己，对弟兄姊妹也是一个很好的提醒。
I think it's a very great reminder for myself and for brothers and sisters.
我们个人和家庭，我们有一个读经的计划。
We shall have a Bible reading plan, whether on ourselves or also with our families.
哪怕是一年读一遍，一年、两年读一遍，我们要有我们自己的在神面前有一个隐藏的这样的一个生活。
Regardless whether we read once a year or once in 2 years, we shall have such hidden life before God.
让我们在我们自己隐藏的在主面前的寻求呢，当我们能够不仅祝福我们的家庭，也能够到聚会当中呢，能够成为弟兄姊妹的祝福。
As we seek the Lord in our hidden, our own personal hidden lives, then not only this blessing will not only bless our family, but also toward our brothers and sisters.
除了个人家庭这方面，我们主给我们一个极大的祝福，就是我们有在一起聚集的时间。
In addition to individuals and also the blessing to our families, then another blessing is that Lord has let us brothers and sisters all gather together to seek Him.
我们应该非常的珍惜神所赐给我们和弟兄姊妹和圣徒一同的交通。
We shall be very precious of the time that God has given us so we can fellowship together with the saints.
我们很多的启示和亮光呢，是当我们在一起聚集的时候，神赐给我们。
God has given us a lot of revelation and light is when we gather together.
让我们能够来体会基督身体的丰富。
So we can together experience the riches of the body of Christ.
我们自己个人和家庭的寻求是非常有帮助，但是当我们在一起聚集的时候呢，神的灵在我们一起的时候呢，就有一个极大的更大的祝福。
The pursuing of us individuals or together with the family is great help. But what's even more helpful is when we all gather together with brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹应该珍惜，如果可能的话，我们应该尽量的参加教会的各个聚集。
So brothers and sisters shall be precious of the church-wise gatherings, and if it's possible, we shall join them.
我们不仅不可停止聚会，我们要多多的参加奉主名的聚集。
Not only that we shall not stop gathering all together, but whenever we have opportunities, we shall always come to the meetings that's in Lord's name.
我们知道我们礼拜我们有好多的聚会，好多聚集的机会。
We know that we have many gathering opportunities.
我们礼拜三有姊妹的聚会。
On Wednesdays, we have sisters' meetings.
我们礼拜四在朱弟兄家有聚会。
On Thursday nights, we have gatherings in our brother Chu's place.
我们礼拜五有教会查经的聚会。
On Friday night, we have the Bible study in church.
我们礼拜六呢，隔一段时间我们就有摩西五经的查考。
And every once in a while, on Saturdays, we have to study the book of Pentateuch.
每个主日主都 基本上赐给我们有讲台和弟兄姊妹一起交通神话语的时间。
And every Lord's Day, Lord has given us the time that we can all share upon God's words together.
每个主日我们都有弟兄姊妹分头的这样的一个主日学的时间。
And also every Lord's Day, we have different Sunday school classes.
我们有儿童青少年他们单独的聚会。
We have the youth fellowship on their own.
我们有年长弟兄
And we also have senior fellowships.
所以我们应该珍惜这一切的机会。
So we shall really be precious of each opportunity.
所以我就想到，在主面前，我想提醒我自己，也提醒弟兄姊妹。
So Before the Lord, I would like to remind myself and also remind brothers and sisters.
我们不仅要珍惜这些神给我们的机会,
not only we shall be precious of the opportunities that God has given us.
我们有没有为这些聚会, 每一个聚会来祷告, 仰望神?
Have we ever prayed for each one of those gatherings to seek upon Him?
求神借着这些聚会向我们说话?
Pray that God can speak to us through those gatherings.
我们有没有为这每一个聚会来做准备?
Have we ever prepared for each of those gatherings?
为我们自己的光景祷告?
Praying for our own condition.
并且为着这我们要交通的内容, 神的话呢, 要有所预备。
And also praying that we can be prepared for what we shall share together upon God's words.
我们可以呢, 在借着这样的预备呢, 主若是感动我们, 我们就可以在这个聚会中呢, 能够分享出去。
And through the preparation that if Lord touches us, then we're able to share with brothers and sisters.
这使你的感动和祝福呢, 成为教会的祝福。
So your touch and blessing can become the blessing among the whole church.
所以我们在这些的聚会当中呢, 我们就可以把这些的圣经上的学习呢, 和我们个人和家庭的圣经的学习的计划呢, 能够融合在一起。
So among those gatherings, we can combine our own individual and family's studying plan together with the brother sisters' gatherings.
在我们这个地区呢, 我们还有一个, 还有一个特别的神的祝福。
And among us here, we have another special blessing from God.
我们很方便的, 能够参加一些, 实在是他们倾心爱主的弟兄姊妹, 他们所, 所召集的一些的特会。
And it is so convenient for us to join such special conferences sponsored by those brothers and sisters who love the Lord out of pure heart.
不仅我们个人在我们个人的聚集中能够蒙神的恩典, 我们可以和各地的圣徒一同来进入到神话语的时机。
Not only in our own gatherings we can receive God's grace, but together we can be with the saints from all different places to enter into the truth of His word.
今年的六月、七月份，这边就有这个在 Richmond 地区的这样基督徒的家庭的聚会和这个西岸的特会。In
this June, there's the Christian Family Conference in Virginia, and also there's in July there's the West Coast Christian Conference.
十月份我们这边大部分都是有这个哈维西达那边的这个聚会。
And in October, there's the Northeast Christian Gathering in Harvey Cedars.
到去年为止, 我们每年11月份都有感恩节的特会。
Until last year, every Thanksgiving, we've been having the retreat.
这就是神预备我们有众多的机会, 让我们能够若是渴慕神的话, 神的话就可以浇灌在我们当中。
That is what God has prepared for us. So if we seek His words, then His words shall pour down upon us.
第二点，第三个方面就是提到存在我们的心中昼夜的思想。
And the third aspect is that keep in our hearts and meditate day and night.
就是讲到神的话，我们不仅要读， 我们而且要勤勉地去记在心里面， 并且呢，要昼夜的思想， 来思想神的话。
And it tells us that not only we read God's words, but we shall remember in our hearts and also meditate His words day and night.
我们在神的话语上花的时间，神是纪念的。
God remembers the time we spend upon His words.
我记得我十五六年以前，我有一个经历。
I remember I had an experience about 15 or 16 years ago.
那时候差不多信主有三四年的时间。
At that time, that was about 3 or 4 years since I believed the Lord.
那时候我毕业以后呢，我是在一个大学里面教书。
I taught in a college after I graduated.
那我就遇到一个呢，从美国去的一个非常年轻的一个弟兄。
Then I met a brother coming from the United States, a very young brother.
他呢，大学刚毕业，他就到中国做外教的工作。
He just graduated from college and then he went teaching in China.
那他呢，可以在课余的时间呢，能够为主传福音，为主做工。
Then outside his class time, he was able to preach the gospel and serving God.
我们呢就成为了朋友。
And we became friends.
我记得我们在一起的时候，我们一起有些身体的锻炼，去跑步。
And as we were together, we went running, jogging together.
那跑步之前呢，我们这个弟兄呢，他会预备很多的这个圣经的卡片。
Before we start to jog, our brother prepared many small notes which has scriptures written on them.
所以我们彼此的勉励呢, 我们来记这些圣经和卡片的经文。
So we encourage each other to together memorize the verses on the little notes.
像我刚才给弟兄姊妹, 我们一起读的这个约书亚记第一章第八节, 我记得很清楚, 那时候我们就用英文就已经背过了。So
I remember that we memorized together the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, together in English.
所以这是给我一个很深的印象, 就是我们常常很多的事情我们浪费在一些无用的事情上。
So it has given me a deep impression that we have wasted our time on many things.
但是我们在神的话语上呢，我们就不愿意来花时间啊，花功夫。
But we are not willing to spend time on God's words.
那这当然是我自己的光景啊。That
was my own condition.
那在我记得以前听到过一个大陆的一个弟兄的一个见证啊。And
I remember I heard a testimony from a brother in China.
这个弟兄呢也是在。 大陆呢，因为信主的原因呢，被关到监牢。
And this brother also for the reason he believed the Lord, he was being jailed in China.
他有妻子孩子都在外面，有好几个孩子都很年幼。
He has wife and also several very young children still outside.
在监狱里面没有圣经。
So in the prison there was no Bible.
但是他给我们做见证说他。 对他的极大的帮助就是他早年的时候年轻的时候他背了很多圣经的话
But he has testified to us that when he was younger he has memorized many verses
在他担心他家人的时候呢就突然就有一节圣经就出现在他的脑海中
So when he was worried about his family suddenly a Bible verse came up in his mind
他就是讲到诗篇的37篇第28节
It talked about some
37:28.
That was what David wrote.
他说我从前年幼，现在年老，却未见过一人被弃，也未见过他的后裔讨饭。
It says that I was younger and now I'm older, but I have never seen God forsaken the righteousness nor the poor.
这句话进到他里面以后，他就完全被释放了。
So as this word entered into him, he was totally set free.
像我们这位弟兄，后来多年以后，在我们当中做见证所说的。
That was what this brother said many years later that he testified for us.
神没有亏负他自己的话，神照顾了他的家人。
Lord has never forsaken his own words. He has taken care of his family.
所以我们不仅要把神宝贵的话语记在心里面，我们还要常常的思想神的话。
So not only we shall put God's precious words in our hearts, but we shall always meditate His words.
在圣经最长的一个章节就是在诗篇的119篇。
The longest chapter in the Bible is Psalm 119.
那它有176节。
There are 176 verses.
这176节有8次提到我们要思想神的话。
And among those 176 verses, 8 times it mentioned we shall meditate God's words.
那从正面来讲呢，是讲到神的话。当我们默想神的话的话，神的话就成为我们的心思意念中的一部分。The
positively speaking, when we meditate upon God's words, then His words become part of our mind.
这样的圣灵就可以在我们里面做工，帮助我们，让我们的心意更新而变化。
Then the Holy Spirit is able to work in us so our mind can be renewed.
从负面的讲，我们知道在诗篇119篇第11节有这样的话。
And negatively speaking, we know that in Psalm 119, verse 11, it says,
他说我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
It says, Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you.
神的话在我们的心里的时候，有个奇妙的一个祝福。
There is an amazing blessing when God's words are in our heart.
它提醒我们可以少走很多的弯路。
They remind us that not to walk in our perverse ways.
在我们个人、家庭和教会的，我们在圣经上花时间的时候，主给我们众多的机会可以思想他的话。
When we spend time on God's words, whether individually, as a family, or as a whole gathering, then God would remind us His words.
第四个方面是讲到我们要谨守神的话，呃, 遵守他的神的命令。
The fourth part is that we shall keep his commandments and his words.
我们刚才读的约书亚记说到，这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想。目的是什么呢？目的是好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。
We read in book of Joshua, it says that let this law not depart out of your mouth, and you shall meditate upon it day and night. The purpose is that so you may not depart from it.
所以我们刚才教中的，我们要读圣经，要记圣经，要思想神的话，这些的目的呢，最后要落实到就是我们要行出神的旨意。
So as we share that we shall read the Bible, meditate upon it, and memorize it. So the basically it comes to a point that we shall follow God's words.
神的话是在圣经中，我们刚才读的是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
As we know, God's words is the lamp unto our feet and also the light unto our path.
脚前的灯就是要让我们在日常的行事为人中，我们不在黑暗中。
For as the lamp of onto our feet is that our daily acts and deeds shall not be fall into darkness.
路上的光是觉得我们在走这条属天的道路上，在我们人生的一些的决定上，我们可以能够掌握住神给我们的正确的方向。
For the light onto our path is that as we make our daily decisions, we would know which way our Lord wants us to go.
圣经中多处告诫我们要听道啊，要行道。
Bible always tells us that we shall listen to the words and also do them.
我们听到而不行道，是我们自己欺哄自己。
If we only listen to the words and we don't do them, then we are lying, cheating to ourselves.
就像一个孩子，他吃很多，但是他不去运动，他就会身体呢就会不是正健康的状态。
So if a child eats a lot but he does not exercise, then he will not be in the healthy condition.
当我们读神的话，我们又不去行，我们停在知识、停在头脑当中的时候，我们就是一个只有知识啊，对我们有害而无益。
So if we only read God's words but we do not do them, then it's only a knowledge which has no benefit to us.
在约翰福音十四章第二十一节。
In the Gospel Book of John.
这里说，有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且要向他显现。
John chapter 14 verse 21, He that has my commandments and keeps them, he that loves me, and he that loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him.
所以神的话白纸黑字写得很清楚，遵守主的命令就是爱神爱主。
So here God's word is written very clearly here that who follow his commandments is the one who loves him.
我们再往下看两节，在约翰福音十四章二十三节。
And we will read the Gospel Book of John, chapter 14, verse 23.
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
这是讲到另一个方向啊，我们要爱主爱神，我们就必遵守他的道。
It talks another from another point of view is that if we love Lord and Father, then we have to follow His commandments.
所以在神的定义中，我们爱神。和我们遵守他的命令是一样的事情。
So in God's thought that for it is the same if we love God and also we follow His commandments.
难怪主在马太、路加福音都多处的这样讲到。
No wonder that Lord has mentioned several times in the Gospel Book of Matthew and Luke.
最大的诫命、最大的命令是什么
？What is the greatest commandment?
就是要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
That is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength.
所以呢，我们看到爱神和遵守神的命令是一样的。
So we see that it is the same to love God and also follow His commandments.
我们越爱神，我们就越愿意遵守他的命令。
The more we love God, the more we are willing to follow His commandments.
我们越愿遵守他的命令，就证明我们越爱神。
The more we follow His commandments, it proves that we love God even more.
我们要尽心尽性尽意爱主我们的神。
So we should love our Lord our God with all of our heart, our soul, and our strength.
他实际上就是讲我们要尽尽心尽性尽力尽意来遵守神的命令。
So it actually says that we shall follow His commandments with all of our heart, our soul, and our strength.
所以我们看到，我们对神的爱呢，就不是一个抽象的一个感情的爱。
So we know our love toward God is not abstract; it's not just emotionally.
我们对神的爱呢，是一个具体的，就是要实行在对他神命令的遵从。
So our love toward God is very practically; we shall follow His commandments.
所以我们读经，我们背圣经。我们默想神的话，我们去行神的命令，这一切都是在神的爱里面，我们才能够做成。
So as we read the Bible, we memorize them and also meditate His words. For everything we do is that we love Him and in His commandments, we're able to do them.
我们这个关系呢，就能够是和神呢有一个建立一个亲密的爱的关系。他吸引我们，我们就来快步跟随他。
So it all becomes that we establish a very intimate relationship with the Lord. As He draws us, then we follow Him.
圣经中讲的神的话就是灵，就是生命。
And Bible says that God's word is spirit, is life.
所以我们要顺服圣灵，来喂养神的生命。
So we should obey the Holy Spirit to feed upon God's life.
神的话又说，他的道路高过我们的道路，他的意念高过我们的意念。
And God's words also say that His way is higher than our way, His will is higher than our will.
所以作为我们肉体，我们身体，我们老旧亚当生命这一边呢，我们不能得神的喜悦。
So in our old Adamic life, we cannot be find delight in God.
所以当我们去遵守神的命令去行的时候呢，这里面就有舍己，就有背十字架。
So as we would like to follow God's commandments, then it's denying ourselves, bearing up the cross.
就有顺服神的功课。
And there's lessons to obey God.
咱们愿意顺服的时候呢，神十字架就能够坐在我们这个肉必死的肉体上。
When we are willing to obey, then His cross is able to work on our flesh that's to die.
所以我们这两个方面，我们要喂养神的生命，用神的话喂养神的生命，我们要用十字架来对付。这个我们老旧的生命。
So there are two aspects. We shall feed upon God's words and also using the cross to deny our old flesh.
所以我们知道我们这个这样的一个功课呢，我们会有失败。
And we know that we also fail in those lessons.
这就是为什么主的宝血常常为我们来提供。
That is why Lord's precious blood is always there for us.
主的恩典也足够我们用。
And also His grace is sufficient for us.
那使得我们能够这样，在这个似乎看来平顺的环境，我们有心来追求主的时候呢，那神就可以让我们能够长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So in such a circumstances that seem smooth, then He's able to provide the environment that we can pursue after Him, then we can grow onto the whole full stature of Christ Jesus.
所以我今天呢，我在祷告中呢，神也给我一个负担。
So in my prayer, Lord has also given me a burden.
我就想到神对我们的最大的命令就是要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主我们的神。
And I'm being reminded that the greatest commandment God has given us is to love the Lord your God with all your soul, all your heart, all your strength.
那我就用一个例子呢，来给弟兄姊妹有些的提醒我自己，也提醒弟兄姊妹。
So I would like to use an example to remind brothers, sisters, and also myself.
那就是在薄饼的事情上啊。
That is when we break the bread.
我想我以前听到有一个弟兄的例子啊。
I have heard example from a brother.
这个弟兄是非常爱主的一个弟兄。
This brother is someone who truly loves the Lord.
但是呢，他的孩子很多。
But he has many children.
那他那个时候呢，孩子都比较小。
And back then, his children were very young.
他有四个孩子。
And he has four children.
那他呢？这个礼拜天的剥饼的早晨呢？他发现呢，早晨就时间非常的紧。
And he find that he was always in a rush every Lord's day when he has to come to break the bread.
因为他要起来以后，他要把这些孩子都弄整洁，然后要给他们吃饭，然后要到他们上车，然后再开一段距离到聚会，往往是非常的紧。
Because the time was in such a rush that he had to feed the children and also dress them up and also drive to the meeting.
那我们弟兄呢就交通了，他说他有一段的时间，他为了不耽延这个聚会，波饼的时间，他呢就每天的晚上就给孩子呢把衣服穿好。
And our brother had shared that because he does not want to be late to come to Lord's table, therefore the night before he would dress up his children well.
因为他呢这样的话，就早晨时候他可以起来以后，他就可以赶快让他吃饭，然后可以赶去聚会。
So that becomes that the, on every Lord's Day morning, then he when the children wake up, they can eat and then rush to the meeting.
我觉得这就是一个很好的例子，叫什么叫做尽心尽性。
I think it's such a good example to show us what is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength. Not that we must follow what this brother did.
但是呢，我们应该看到我们这个弟兄的，在他的心智中要来尽心的、尽力的爱主这样的一个心智。
But we shall see that. The heart of our brother that he does want to love our Lord with all his heart, all his soul.
So we
shall really truly come with all our soul and all our strength to come to the meeting earlier.
尽心尽性是指到我们不仅要早来，我们要心里面要有所预备。
So with our heart, with our soul, not that only that we come early, but we shall be prepared in our heart.
我们应该有礼拜六或者是礼拜天早晨，我们应该想主，你今天要让我点什么样的诗歌？主，你今天要让我做怎样的祷告？On
Saturday or even the morning of Lord's Day, we shall meditate upon that, Lord, what kind of hymns you want me to sing or what kind of prayers you want me to pray.
我们在主的
Before Lord's table, we shall meditate upon His love.
我们看这个福音书的时候，我们看到我们的主没有一件事情是单言的。And
as we read the four Gospels, we know that our Lord never delays anything.
要是我们的主像我们这样的话，他永远不会上到十字架上。If
Lord is like us, then He would never be on the cross.
所以我们擘饼的时候，我们应该。 请弟兄姊妹像我们刚才弟兄所讲的，应该我们应该尽早的赶到聚会。
So as we break the bread, like our brother has reminded us that we shall always come to the gathering earlier.
我常常想，若是我们弟兄姊妹在开始之前，我们都静坐在神的面前，那将是一个多么大的祝福。
I often think that how great is the blessing if before the meeting starts, then we can sit before the Lord quietly.
而且我们所聚会的，我们纪念主。 是他为我们在十字架上摆上了一切。
And the focus of our gathering is to remember our Lord has put everything on cross for us.
所以我们应该尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力地爱主我们的神。
So we shall truly love the Lord our God with all our heart, our soul, and our strength.
所以我想总结来说的话，我们就应该。
So I think to summarize, we shall.
我们应该来珍惜神给我们的这样的一个。 一个环境，无论是在顺境和在逆境。
We shall be very precious of the circumstances, whether it's a smooth sailing or in a difficulties. We shall be very precious what God has given us.
我们应该来爱惜我们的光阴。
We shall really redeem our time.
我们应该来渴慕神的话。
And we should have desire in God's words.
我们应该勤勉的来读、来记、来思想神的话。
Very diligently we read and also we meditate and memorize his words.
更重要的，我们要遵他的话而行。
And what's more important, we shall follow and do his words.
这样我们的聚集，我们个人和我们的聚集，能够和主建立一个亲密的爱的关系。
So we will have an intimate relationship, whether our individually or our family, be unto God.
在这个新的这个2008年，我们能够真是快步的来一起的跟随主。
So in this new 2008, we shall really follow the Lord closely.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们实在是把这一些的话都交在你的手中。
Lord, we will commit all of those words unto your hands.
主，我们常常想到你是何等爱我们。
Lord, we always think how much you love us.
你的爱在方方面面，真是实在是让我们没有办法来报答。
Your love in every way, there's no way that we can give it back to you.
主，我们只能说我们愿意你先爱我们，我们也来爱你。
Lord, we can only say that we do pray that as you have loved us first, we can also love you.
主，你帮助我们能够把你的话能够成我们生命的粮。
Lord, do help us that your words become the bread of our life.
成我们脚前的灯，我们路上的光。
Become the lamp before our feet and also the light before our path.
主，让我们真实知道，我们来行你的旨意，遵守你的话，主啊，都是为了爱你的原因。
Lord, we know that as we follow your will and also do according to your words, it's that because we love you.
更重要的就是，是因为你先爱了我们。
What is more important is that you have loved us first.
主啊，求你来祝福你自己的话语。
Lord, pray that you bless your own words.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.